If you have your Bibles, you guys, I'm going to be reading out of the King James. I love the King James, so it's not the New King James, it's just King James. But if you open your book, your book to chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, we're going to be starting at verse 5 here. And, you know, Pastor asked me, when I would bring the word this morning, and she called me a couple days ago, and I said, yeah, Pastor, absolutely. It's a privilege. And she asked me, she told me if there was something else on my heart that I could go in a different direction. But she had been talking about Jesus. She said she was going to talk about Jesus a lot for a while, as long as the Lord has her. Because the Lord spoke to her and said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So I told Pastor, I'm staying on the same subject. Because it's like there's nothing greater than Jesus. Absolutely nothing. Now, I am not up here to convince you. I'm not up here to have anyone change my mind. I have been through some stuff in my life that if it were not for Jesus, I would not be here. I know many of you have the same testimony, the same story, but I'm telling you a truth. This is a truth. If you can grab hold of this, I preach it all the time. I can't stop talking about it. It's just who I am. It's my DNA, and that is Jesus. Okay? I tell people, you know, they come with problems. I've heard so many problems this last week. We had a friend call us. We know him from work a long time ago, saying she can't get a hold of herself. She's lost herself. She's depressed. You know, I have family members that are bitter, hateful, you know, I'm not telling you anything new. I'm not going to give you anything new, something you've never experienced or aren't experiencing. And if you haven't, hold on, you will. But I want to encourage you that my message is going to be entitled today, Say the Name. Say the Name. Okay? I say that because I had a heart attack in February. And during that time, I could only say that name. I was hurting so bad. I was in a place that all I could say was Jesus. And I said it over and over and over and over. And he gave me a peace. And he gave me strength. And he brought me through. And I'm here today because he is good to me. When I lost my daughter, thank you, Jesus. When I lost my daughter about 12 years ago, going on 13 years now, she'd been gone. I didn't have a prayer in me. I didn't have a scripture to think of. I had absolutely nothing on my mind except Jesus to get alone. I had family. I had friends. I had people visiting. I had everybody bringing food. But I couldn't wait. I appreciated everything. Everything was great, and it was very, very, I was very thankful. But I couldn't wait for the moment to get alone, that I could be alone with Jesus. Now, I'm a very emotional person when it comes to my Lord because I know what he has done for me. I hope that you have that same testimony in you. Because the world out there, that's what they need, is Jesus. Do not abuse what we have. Do not take it for granted that, I'll call on Jesus later. No, he needs to be on the tip of your tongue always. But let us read, you guys. Chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, verse 5, New King James. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. This is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Not if, not maybe, but will. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Now, you know, people will ask me stuff, you know, well, you know, Brother Art, I'm this stuff, this blah, 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 blah. Family members talk to me about stuff and everything. And I always tell them, I said, well, you know, I can give them my opinion. We can all give opinion. We all have it. But I always tell them, I said, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. And I know it sounds simple, you guys, and it really is. It really is. But I don't know when we will, as a church, grab it in our spirit and understand that there is nothing else that is needed but Jesus. We serve him here to what? To go to heaven one day. And what will we do in heaven? We will worship and serve the Lord Jesus. Now, I know sometimes, you know, we have our lives, we live, we're busy, we do our everything, we got family, we got kids, moms, dads, everything, we got everybody. But our whole purpose is not just here. It's heaven is our goal. But we want to get everybody else there. Everybody thinks that they have to give something new to stir them up, to bring your family in. No, you just tell them you need Jesus. Because look at me. You are a witness. You are the greatest testimony that Jesus has, because he has come into your life. You have received him as your Lord, and you are saved. And now we are to tell everyone else this great good news that we have received. Because it is powerful, you guys. It is great. There is nothing greater. I can't even emphasize it enough. You know, because we hear it so much, and we say it. I don't even like to say God a lot. I like to say Jesus, because for some reason that name offends a lot of people. You can say God. There's a lot of people that use God's name in vain, and they say it all the time. And you hear it in everywhere you go, just about everything. And everybody will always say God. But you don't hear them say Jesus a lot, because there's power in that name. There is power in that name. Power to heal, like we just sang. Power to heal. Power to save. Just power to overcome. It's in the name of Jesus. It's not in pastor. It's not in me. It's not in Landmark. It's not. It is in Jesus. It is Jesus Christ. Him alone. No one else. No one else. I don't want to lose my train of thought, you guys. It's hard for me when I have a mic, because I talk with my hands and I feel tied up. You know, I don't feel like I even speak sometimes, because it's just like, man. But there is nothing more precious to me than my walk with God. And I'm not perfect. By no means. I've not achieved it all. I will one day. I will one day. Because that is a promise of my Father. It is nothing that I deserve or nothing that I've earned. It is all what he did for me on the cross. And this is what I try to get everybody to say. If you could just visualize it, you guys. Just visualize it. Just get out of yourself. Get out of your problems. Get out of your worries, because they're going to be there when you get done. But just lift him up. Lift up Jesus. Lift up his name. Worship him. I don't care if you can't even carry a tune in a bucket. Try it. Just do it. Just sing a song. This whole week, a song down my heart. Say the name. Say the name. And it's like, you know, could we get, well, I know what I can tell. I can tell. No, there's nothing you can tell them except Jesus. And then they look at you with the puppy dog hearing a funny sound. But that's okay because they don't understand. They don't know what you know. It's not, we're not better. I just know. I know someone that can help you. I can't help you. I cannot save you. I cannot take you to heaven. I cannot. But I know man. I know man. I have experienced this. I'm not talking crazy. This is why I tell people, they might think me crazy, but that's okay. I am not crazy. I am not confused. You know, people come at you, you know, well, I don't know if I'm a girl or a boy or whatever. Well, I'm not confused. I know what you are, man. Okay? I don't try to down nobody for what you live how you live, man. You believe what you believe. You walk how you want to walk. But please don't come at me sideways like I'm crazy. Like I don't know what I'm talking about. You don't understand, brother. Oh, yes, I understand a whole lot better and more than what you think I understand. Because, see, we got a misconception of this Jesus that we serve. He is awesome. Yes. He's long-suffering. He's patient. He's gentle. He's kind. He's loving. He's all those things. Everything that we read about him in the Bible, he's all those things. But what we forget, and I don't forget it. I don't forget it. But what we tend to forget is that when he comes back this time, he's not coming back gentle and sweet and loving. He's going to come back to take his church that has suffered with him. He says, if you do not suffer with me, you cannot reign with me. So our sufferings are worthy to be called nothing in his presence, but they're worthy because they are glorifying Jesus. Because we go through it. It never says in the word that you'll never have any troubles, you'll never have any struggles, you'll never suffer, you'll never hurt. It never says that. It just says that you will suffer for my name's sake. Okay? And it's not, like I said, I didn't enjoy the heart attack. I didn't enjoy losing my daughter. I didn't enjoy those things. They didn't feel good. Okay? But he says, I love this. Okay, Kathy, let's go to Philippians, Kathy, real quick. Philippians chapter 2, you guys. Philippians chapter 2, chapter verse 5. I don't want to leave out these things. So, if you're there, say amen. All right. Bible reads, the word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, when he's speaking of our mind, he's not talking about our brain, our mind brain. He's talking to our heart. He's talking to our heart. Because this is the devil's playground. This is where he messes with us, in our mind. You're not good enough. You're not worthy enough. Oh, you messed up. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. See, that's where he plays. But he can't get here. He can't get there. Okay? So he says, let this mind be in you, which also is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, who humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven. This is the word, y'all. And of those on earth and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Okay? You guys, that's the God that's coming back. See, he humbled himself and took our place. But he's not coming back like that now. Now he's going to come back, and you will bow your knee. I don't care how strong you think you are or prideful, whatever. You will bow. Everyone. Everyone. There's not a person on the face of this planet, man, that is going to be able to just stand there and talk to God. Because I've heard people say, well, when I get up to heaven, I'll just tell the Lord. Oh, my God. I'm like, okay. If you ain't going to do it now, you're not going to do it then because you won't have time to speak. Because that's the God that we serve, you guys. He's a God of justice. He's a God of righteousness. And it's not ours. You know, we give a lot of leeway. You know, we give our kids a break because, oh, they're our kids. They're just learning. They're just kids. Well, you know, I don't know. It just, those are the things that we do. But God has given, that's why God, right now, we have this opportunity. We have this time that God has given us, that measure of faith, that space he's given us to repent of our sins, to turn from our wicked ways, and to serve the Lord with everything, with heart, mind, body, and soul. Okay? It's up to us. Can't blame your family, can't blame mom and dad, can't blame pastor, can't blame none of us. I'm just telling you a truth. And it's a truth because I'm living it, I'm experiencing it every day of my life. And I'm sure you are all too. If you all had the floor, you could all say what you all going through and been through. Okay? But it's Jesus, you guys. It's Jesus. This is why I told Pastor, I said, I don't want to get off of that because I don't, there's nothing greater that we can call on or need for this time. And I want to show you something. Also, Kathy, go to Acts chapter 19, Kathy. Acts chapter 19, verse 13. We're going to start at verse 13. Now, and this is, I love this because, see, this is, well, you'll see. This is why you have to know Jesus. You have to know him. You don't know him. You can't know him through your wife or your husband. Your kids can't even know him through you as parents. My grandson, he's here, you know, and he's not going to get off on his mom and dad's skirt tail to get into heaven. He has to find his way. He has to find his journey. And he will find it as long as he seeks Jesus. Seek Jesus in everything. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. He'll go through stuff, because we all did. But you hang on to Jesus. Hang on, because he'll see you through it. Because if you don't, let us read. Verse 13. Acts 19, 13. Then some of the entering Jewish, I don't know if I said that right, Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Not what he preached, what they're preaching, but what Paul preached. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowering them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Okay? This is why it is so vital to our walk with Jesus, that we know him personally, intimately, forever knowing him, talking about him, singing about him. Everything, my air that I breathe is Jesus. Everything. Because if you don't know Jesus, and you go, well, my mom knows, or my dad knows, or my wife knows, well, this will happen to you. You'll get kicked around. You're going to get whooped on. Let me say in my vernacular, you're going to get a beating of your life. You're going to get a beating of your life. And the devil doesn't play, you guys, but neither does our God. Our God is greater. Remember, always remember this. Our God, our Jesus is greater. The enemy tries and he huffs and puffs. He's like the big bad wolf, you know, trying to blow the house down. Go ahead and blow all you want. But see, that's why I say when you come to that knowledge of knowing Jesus and you have that boldness, you have that strength in you that, though I might be passive and I'm, oh yeah, you know, I listen to people say, oh yeah, hey, all right, man, great, great. But don't get confused. Don't get confused and think that I won't come at you hard when it comes to my Jesus. Because you're not going to tell me anything about that. My Jesus can't do this, or my Jesus can't do that. You know, my problems are way too big. I mean, God's never experienced anything like me. He just has never. Really? Please. You know, and I don't make light of none of it, you guys, because it's what we go through in this world. It's hard. It's hard for many of us. Many of us have a really hard time, and it's not. I'm not trying to belittle at all whatsoever. What you are going through in your life here right now. It's not that. I'm just trying to tell you that there is a man greater than any situation, any problem, anything we will ever face in our life. Death, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh death, where is thy victory? Not even death, you guys, can defeat us. That's just, I don't know, man, it's just awesome to think about it, man. I've had family members pass. My brothers recently, you know, we had a family reunion yesterday. And boy, it was a doozy. It was good to see my family. But we have all this distinct, this severing, this every, well, they don't talk. And this one don't talk. My kid don't talk to me about this. And this, it just, and I sit there and I was really, I have to keep saying that name Jesus because see, my flesh started to rise up a minute, okay? Because I'm old school, man. Some of y'all know, but y'all that way too. I'm old school. When my child disrespects me, oh boy. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You know, And like I say, guys, it's not nothing. It's just because we were always taught. I was taught, raised up. I was raised up with six brothers. I'm the seventh, two sisters. But we were always raised up to respect our mom and dad. Today it's not like that, okay? But you look wrong at mom and dad, man. I mean. You know, everybody, oh, that's child abuse. No, it ain't. You don't even know what child abuse is. You know what I mean? You don't even know. You know what I mean? That's love. That's amor. That's mom and dad showing us respect. Okay? Now, we all get all twisted. And, oh, dad, you're too hard or that. Well, no, I'm dad. I'm not friend. See, this is what I'm talking about, you guys, about the confusion. Don't get confused. Remember who you are. You remember you're a child of the King. You're a child of God. You know, we walk with that authority. We walk with that sureness of knowing that, you know what? Look it, man. I love you, man, with all my heart. But you need to step. You need to step a little bit further away. Okay? Because please don't do that. We learn to walk away. I'm learning to walk away from things. Let it go. But please don't pursue me. You know, because it's not going to turn out good for none of us. And I'm not trying to say I'm really Mr. Tough Guy. I'm just saying it's just not going to turn out good, y'all. I mean, I'll throw down and I'll ask Jesus to forgive me. But it's like, but that's not my intent, you guys. You understand what I'm saying? That's not my intent. That's my old flesh. That's the man that has died, okay? This new man now is trying to walk that walk, and you will be pushed. You will be pushed to your limits, and especially by those you love. It's never, ever, a lot of you guys probably scared of me. Don't even want to come at me. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I know Sister Laura, she laughs at me all the time. But, you know, sis, you know what I mean? But your family, they don't care because they, oh, yeah, I remember you know, they tried to bring up your past about, you used to do this, you used to do that, and yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, but friends will not do that. People outside don't do that. So understand, you guys, like I say, when we walk with Jesus. We speak Jesus. We breathe Jesus. It's Jesus. Answer, Jesus. I got this, I got that, Jesus. I got to fix my car, Jesus. You know, and people say, oh, what do you mean? Jesus. Because Jesus gives us the know-how. He gives us knowledge. He gives us understanding. He gives us all these abilities to do what we do, and we do it. Brother Roman, he's not here today, but Brother Roman, you know, he builds cars. He builds these cars that are just rusted away. I mean, they're rust. It's holes in the ground of the cars. And then he rebuilds them. He restores them. They're still all rusty, but he patches the holes. He has that gift, that ability that Jesus gave him. My brother Robert, he pays a painter. He'll make an old car look new. It's just a gift he has. It's just something that God gave him. It's not something you did. Oh, my brother showed me. He taught me. No, Jesus. Jesus taught you. Jesus showed you. Jesus is helping you. Jesus is here. Jesus is teaching. Jesus is talking. Jesus. Don't look at the vessel, the messenger. Just understand it's Jesus. And you have that same. You have the same thing. No one's greater. No one's better. No one. I've been walking this walk for 35 plus years. And I've been through some stuff. We have seen some things in our lifetime. And we're going to see more as long as Jesus keeps us here. And you're not done. You're not done. I don't know how people sit there while we got cancer. I heard cancer. I heard it. Let me tell you, you're not leaving until God is done. I had a heart attack, like I say, and it was serious. If I would not have got there, I would not be here. But everything happened exactly the way God had it set up to get me to there to get it done. You're not going anywhere. But understand, you're here for a purpose. You're not here just to sit on the pews and take up space. You're never too old. You're not too young. You're not too inexperienced. Oh, no, you got stuff. And it's all to glorify God, because the Bible says, in fact, let me see. Kathy, I don't know if I gave you this one, Kathy. I don't think I did. But Philippians 1 and 12, Kathy. I don't think I gave that to you. Because Philippians 1 and 12 says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to you have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." For the furtherance of the gospel. So whatever's happened to you bad that you think the devil did, okay? Because we always like to blame the devil whenever something bad happens. But Paul is saying, I want you guys to know this, you guys, my brothers, my sisters, that the things which are happening to me, to you, is for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, yeah, what do you mean? What? Yes. Because people will ask you, brother, how'd you get through that, brother? How did you make it? How did you get out of debt? You know, I had over $50,000 of child support debt, back rears, just back support. You know, not talking about current support. Over $50,000, debt free, all paid, all done. Because Jesus was with me. Jesus gave me the strength to do the job that I was doing, the work that I was doing. I was a garbage man. I started out working garbage. And it wasn't this automated stuff. For 2 years, it was dumping cans. Okay? That's a workout, y'all. And at that time, if it weren't for Jesus, like I say, I remember coming home to my wife the first week. I said, "Babe, I don't know if I can do this." "Man, I don't know, babe. I don't know." But my baby, she's always been my supporter. "Just give it another week, babe. Just give it another week. Just keep. I said, I'm going. I'm just saying. I'm just being a whiner right now. I'm just telling you. It's heavy. It's hard. You know, but she just hang in there. And you know what? Here I am, retired. Retired from the state of California, but retired. God's blessing. Life is good. I could die today a happy man. Very happy man. I could, you guys. I'm telling you. I don't need anything else in life. I've had all the toys. I've had all the things. I've done all the stuff. I've been places. You know, I'm not a real traveler, so I don't really care to travel a lot of places. But I know that when I get to heaven, I'll be able to go to any of these places I want to go. I'll go to Paris, France, whatever, Rome, you know, all these things that people spend all their money, all their hard work to go do. And I get to go for free. And I mean, because, Lord, I'm sorry, not free. It was paid for, but it was paid for on the cross. Okay? I'm sorry, bud. It was paid for on the cross. And like I said, you guys, when you get your ducks in a row and you line it all up and you understand, because life is life, you guys, you know, I don't know what tomorrow holds. All I know is that right now we're here today, right now. You are here for a purpose. You are here to hear this message. Speak his name. You guys, praise team, you guys come. You guys, I didn't want to keep you long, you guys. I just wanted to bring that because I really want it to get home. I've asked the praise team to sing us this song. This song will be our, I'll pray to dismiss us, but the song is Say the Name. And I want you to listen to the song. I want you to listen to it. Read the words as they are up there. Kathy, I'm sorry, Kathy, I don't know if I told you that. Say the name, Kathy, the song. Say the name. We're going to, but if you say those, listen to those words, but say them, mean them in your heart. When you walk out of here today, walk out of here saying that name. And everything that you will face from here forward, because it's eternal. That name is eternal. It's not a temporary name that we use right now to fill a void. It's not. It is eternal. The name of Jesus. The name above every name. The name that is sacred, holy, that is just so precious that you can't have me say it without me feeling him. Knowing that he's with me and he's been with me and he's keeping me and my family and everyone, and they walk around don't even know it. They walk around don't even know that I've been praying for you. I don't go brag about it. You know, I just pray it. I just take it to the Lord. I take it to my Jesus, and my Jesus hears me and he sees me and he knows my heart, and I pray for my family. Lord, save them, Father. Save them. I know you can save them. I know you will save them. But it's that name.
Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name. So thank you.
when you can't find the words to say, just say the name of Jesus.
Say the name.
Please, you guys, take that name with you today. Take that name with you everywhere you go, everything you will face in your life. Say that name. Just say the name. When you can't sleep at night, you can't rest your mind, just say Jesus over and over. He'll come. Father, I thank you, Father, this morning, Father, for your word, Father. I thank you, Father, for the truth, God. The truth that we know, that I know, Father. There is no other name. There's no other way, Father, but by your name, by that name, that precious name. So, Father, as we leave here this morning, I pray you'll go with every person here to their home, to their families, wherever they go, Father. But they'll remember always, Father, to say your name in all things. As we breathe and live and move and have our being, may it be in Jesus always. Until you come, Father, until you bring us back again together, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you thanks, Father, for the honor to serve you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Have a blessed day, everybody. Have a blessed day.